We're going to take just a second. I'm going to show you a video in just a second. We're going to look back at the years. I redid a video that we did, I think, in 2000. What did we figure out? My wife's not going to say, what did we figure out, honey? And she's not sitting there. 2000, I can't remember when, but 12, there she is, 12. And we redid it, added a beginning and the end. It's going to be history. But I thought it would be helpful as we look back to realize why we look back. And this verse is so good. Psalm 77, 11 says, I will remember. The psalmist intentionally remembered what? The deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will choose to remember your miracles of long ago. And God has done amazing things. I'm looking at a room full of miracles. And I've seen over the last 20 years, God do amazing miracles. And we can forget it. That's why we need to remember it, because we can easily forget it. And we need to be reminded. So I'm going to help you remind you. There's another reason we need to be reminded is because some of you weren't here. We have lots of new people coming all the time. Some of you have been here for less than a year or longer. In fact, after the video, I'm going to have a little interaction. We're going to see who's been here at what time. So lock into the number of years that you've been here. Lock into that. You'll need that after the video. But I thought it would be helpful to go through some pictures and just do a timeline, to overview the timeline of what God has done, and that'll set you up for the video, okay? So got some pictures. This is the very first service that we had. Yeah, at the Rock Church in my living room. This was in May of 1999, right after we moved. So we had the McEnroys and the Youngs moved out here. I was a full-time pastor. Mac was a full-time electrician. We were having babies together. We moved just a couple houses apart. Kids were in the basement. That was our first Rock meeting in our living room in 1999. We had our grand opening October 17th, 1999. If you look at the right-hand lower picture, you can see the band there, which is the Porters, Bill, and the Hans, and Jeannie McEnroy. So all the core people that started the church were in the band. I was playing drums. They didn't ask me to play drums today for some reason. I don't know why. Probably because I stink. I haven't played in years, and they do a lot better job. This was our entire core group that came out over the course of a year from Colorado. We picked up everything, moved out, just so you can see that. We had 30 souls that came out from Colorado just to plant this church. And God has blessed us, okay? Saturday night, we decided to plant a church right away. So we started getting ready. We had we were meeting in Alta Canyon Sports Center, and we had a Saturday night preview. We put it together and met Saturday night. Then we started looking for a building. We found one. This was our last service. We met at Alta Canyon Sports Center, and you'll see that in the video. A lot of these things you'll see in the video. This was the aerobics room, and we filled it up after 3 years with 200 people. We're meeting with us in the aerobics room and baptizing people. God bless, but we got too big. We had to move. We found this broken down old shopping center on 106 South and 13th East. How many of you have met in that building before? We haven't been there for about 5 years. Yes. And we fixed it up, and that became home to us. It was trash. We moved in. We were there for 11 years. And this was our first our staff party. Actually, just myself and Paige were on staff at this time. Paige is in the red sweater. And you're wondering who that girl is that's got his arm around me and Mac? Well, that's Steele with his long hair, okay? He had rock and roll. He was opening up for Sheryl Crow at this time. He was a long hair musician. So, and then we found a building downtown and spent a lot of time down there. It's Mac and I working on the stage, building it up. And this is what it turned into. Again, you'll see some of this on the video. But this is the timeline. We planted a church, 21st South, and it had 251 at the very first service. And then Mac took a team down to Provo in Utah County and planted a church down there in 2007, and that was amazing. The last service in Sandy was packed out in our old broken-down building, and we had to go to meet in Noah's for 3 months before this building got completed. And then we planted a church. 2014 was busy. Josh and Brian took a team over to Provo and planted a church, in the west side, and planted a church over there. Our construction began in spring of 2014. We had purchased the land, paid for it completely, and we raised enough money to begin a building in spring of 2014. 8 months later, we finished it. They finished it in 8 months. This building that you're sitting in now was just dirt when we moved out here. We bought it and put a building on it in 2014. And you're wondering, wait a minute, we have other locations? We did. And in God's providence, between 2016 and 2018, God brought us all back together under one roof. Now, that wasn't planned, and that wasn't our vision, But God in his wisdom did that. And we look back at that now and we say God is very kind and God knows what he's doing. We're not done planting churches, by the way. We're setting ourselves up for some amazing things in the future by being together, joining our strengths, being able to do things like this, having all those guys under one roof. We have 8 pastors at this church, seasoned, godly men that are leading this church, and we're loading the cannon to do whatever God has for us in the future. So I just want you to know that. We have pulled them all back. It's been hard at times, but it's been good. We say we are better together. Amen. We're better together. Okay, so just to let you know, last couple slides, salvations of baptism in the past 14 years, and the reason I say 14 is because that's when we started keeping track of actual names. There were hundreds before this, but just since 14 years, we have names of people that we know of for sure, 1,239 people that have gotten saved through the ministry of the Rock Church in just 14 years. Over 1,000 baptisms. Again, those are that we know of. I wouldn't be surprised if it was double because you guys see people saved and baptize them in your hot tubs or whatever all the time. That's happening. These are just the names we actually know of. And I thought it'd be fun to put in a little graphic. So these are actual names of people that got saved at the Rock Church. And I saw some of you are squinting. You say, is my name? I got saved. Is it? Well, I'll give it to you later. You can get a magnifying glass out and see if your name is up there. But God has done a lot. Amen. So we're going to watch a video for the Sight and Sound generation. You're going to see the history of the Rock. So I'll be back up after this. Hi, Rock Church. It's hard to believe that we've been doing ministry in Utah for over 20 years. Can you believe that? God has done so much, and we can't wait to celebrate that. So you need to know that we don't just celebrate because we love a good party, although we love a good party, no doubt about that, but we celebrate in order to motivate. We want to remember what God has done so we can be excited about what he's going to do. So, some of you have been with us for a long time, 15, 20 years, but many of you have not. And I want to give you a little gift here. I want to help you see the incredible journey that God's put us on by showing you a video that we did in 2012 when we were doing our Roots 2.0 faith-raising campaign to build this building. It's a great video. I want you to see it. I want you to enjoy it. So buckle up, get ready for a trip down memory lane as you get to see what God has done in the past. You know, planting the Rock Church has kind of been like a little bit of a wild car ride. It's been scary at times. Also, I wonder where we're going at different times. But it's always been fun and exhilarating. God has done so much. And I thought it would be fun just to take a little ride physically and go to the different places that we've actually met throughout the history of the Rock Church, especially to give those who haven't been with us that long somewhat of a background for what God has done through the Rock Church and how he has blessed us. So I thought I'd start with the houses that both Mac and I bought in 1999 before we moved out here and take us through all the different locations. So this is where we had our first service. Remember, it was me preaching to you and to Jeannie and to Mary?
Yeah, I remember. This is ground zero. I remember you even had bulletins.
I did.
Came, you handed us a bulletin. So
no PowerPoint.
Yeah, well, I think there's fill in the blanks. So it was awesome, yeah. God really blessed using this house, and this is where it all started.
People started coming, and we only did that for about 2.5 months before we actually started our service at Alta Canyon Sports Center.
Yeah, I remember being so excited when you came and told us that you had found a place, that the Alta Rec Center would be available, and you really felt that that would be a great place for us to begin doing church publicly for the first time. So we were all so excited about that. Although it was fun here, we were outgrowing your house.
Yeah, that's true. Again, it's about people. It's about what God was doing in people's lives. And ever since we've been here, whether it's in the living room or at Alta Canyon, wherever it is, it's always been about seeing people's lives change. And Jesus does that. And we believe it. Well, this is the first place that we met in way back in 1999. 3 years in the aerobics room. And we grew here. We had to set up every morning. We came in, and I double counted because of the mirrors over here. We had lots of people coming. This was it. This was the place God gave us. This is where we started. We meet people out in the lobby, And Josh would be here early to set up chairs. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Right here on this little carpus where we'd set up a table every Sunday morning. We'd have all the sign-ins and everything for just us to greet people. We'd hand out the bulletins. And if you hear a lot of people talking about how they would come into the rec center and people would hand them a bulletin, and this is right where that happens.
It may be an aerobics room, but truly, it's not about the building. It's not even about a room with mirrors and weights and people doing aerobics. A lot of people came here and a lot of changed lives. This is where, truly, our church began, and we grew and we grew and we grew, and we eventually got asked to leave. We were packing this place out every Sunday, and we had to go find a place in about 30 days. But we would have kids' areas over in the racquetball room. We'd baptize people in an Olympic-sized baptismal pool, and this is what God had for us. But again, it's all about what God did to change lives. So Max, you remember the first time we came into this building and the landlord was showing us our future house?
Yeah, I do. I don't even think he really wanted to show it to us, but we had bothered him so many times. He finally showed up, gave in, and he thought this would be the last place we'd ever want to build a church.
Yeah, I don't think he thought we'd be serious about it. Once he showed it to us, because we stood right over there, and we could hear water, a burst pipe, water rushing through the ceiling, and ceiling tiles were down, and it smelled bad, too, in here. But I think what was cool was that I think we saw it with eyes of faith, that even though it was completely trashed and rooms back there had wooden floors that were at a 3-foot, bow because they've been wet for so long, we saw that this was a place God could use to bring people and just simply hear the message of Christ. That's all we wanted to do, was to have a place to do that, and we did that here. I think the fact that we've been asked to leave this place in July, that they say they're going to tear it down, is a pretty good indication that God's leading us. And the fact that we have land, we just simply need to put a building on that property. And again, not just to have a nice building. You can tell we don't care about nice buildings. It won't hurt to have a nice building, but it's going to bring more people to a point where we can simply tell them about Jesus Christ. And so we may leave this place, but the church is coming with. The church is going to be in Draper. It doesn't matter what building we're in. So we're excited about what God's going to do in the future, this next season. In 2003, we had grown as a church. We had a number of young men and women coming, and we actually hired our first staffer, Paige Crossway. And I turned her loose, and I said, Paige, go find a place we could plant our first church, a church that would be relevant to her friends, who we had a bunch of at that time. And this is the building she found.
I'd looked at several places. We were launching in 3 weeks. We had no place to meet and only phone calls to my number and a website to go to. In 1 year, it was fascinating because we grew so much. We were trying to hit a relevant culture. I remember Bill just said, Paige, build a place that your friends are going to want to come to. And that's what I did. I gathered a small group of people. I said, guys, this is our vision. Let's go for it. We were all volunteering. I was the only one working for the church. And we built this place.
Josh and I were working together to turn the downtown building into somewhat of a presentable church. And at that time, we had a plan to put together a coffee bar that involved some mixing of cement and moving of heavy bags and putting these cement pallets into place. And as Josh was telling me this, I had the thought, we don't have any men that are going to be able to help us do this. And so we made some phone calls, and that night we had 8 guys show up. And I remember screaming on the top of my lungs, Josh, can you believe that we have 8 faithful guys that showed up to help us with this coffee bar?
And I remember when we started, we had 1 childcare room, and we had like 1 or 2 childcare workers.
We dump out our bin of toys, and the 3 of us are sitting around playing with our kids and watching them play with the toys. And you fast forward 8-9 years, there's 60, 70 kids showing up on a Saturday night. And those kids, there's a lot of kids, but the reason those kids are encouraging to me is because it translates to change lives. Because most of those kids, their parents weren't even in the church 8-9 years ago. Mom and dad got saved, they joined the church, they got married, and now they've had a kid or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
On God's heart is people. In the fall of 2006 and even on into 2007, the downtown church, downtown Salt Lake Rock, was raging. The seats were full, and we were trying to figure out maybe where would the next strategic church plant be. And we realized in the first front rows of church, it seemed like every Saturday, there were a group of people coming up from Utah County. During worship, they'd be raising their hands. Each time we had baptisms, it seemed like someone from that group was getting baptized. And later on that spring, the pastors got together for a retreat up in Ogden. We were praying and seeking the Lord for what our next church plant might be, what God was doing. And we realized that God was calling us. I realized personally, God spoke to my heart that we would plant a church in Utah County. So not long after that, we moved down here and rented out this old warehouse, and we had fun fixing it up. It was trashed. It was an old auto repair business, and it was just a wreck. But a number of people from Sandy and Salt Lake came down and helped us fix it up. Now, 5.5 years later, we're confident God is still doing that. In fact, we're fixing up the building again, putting new paint on it. But God is still saving people. There's still baptisms, and it's still on his heart about people. We really think that this is a strategic location right here in downtown Provo where God will continue to use this place as a rescue shop.
Ever since we moved to this valley, we had a dream to have a home of our own. And finally, I think God has brought us to this place. This piece of property is where God has brought us. And we're excited to put a building on this land and get our roots down deep so that we can have greater impact for Jesus Christ.
After our first roots program, we had enough money to pay for this land in 2008. Now, when we get a building, I believe it's going to give us stability, legitimacy, and opportunities like we've never had before to share the love of Christ with Utah. I just want you to imagine with me what it'll be like when we finally put a building on this dirt. Seeing what God has done in the past through the Rock Church has definitely been a ride, but I believe with all my heart that what he has for us in the future will make the past look like black and white. Thanks for being a part of this ride down the history of the Rock Church. It has been so cool to see what God has done. But I want to tell you something. It's about time to buckle up because we have a future that we can't even imagine. God has plans for this church, and you are part of those plans. In order to make this dream come to reality, put a building on this land, it's going to take more than just land or just dreaming. We're going to have to commit financially. But if we all work together, honestly, I believe we can make this happen. I know we can. You need to be a part. You need to commit. And I believe that if we work together, we can accomplish amazing things. I believe God wants to win Utah and therefore reach the world. I want you to be a part of what God is doing at the Rock Church.
Here we are 6 years later, and God has definitely answered our prayers. And he's done so much more than just have us build a building. No, there have been literally thousands of lives changed since our grand opening about 4 years ago. Tens of thousands of people have literally heard the gospel through the 20 years of the Rock Church. People have heard the Word of God preached boldly. Think about all the countless church services, the meetings, the weddings, the small groups, the gatherings. What about those packed services at Rocktoberfest and Easter and our Christmas program that fills this place up? And of course, all the celebrations that we'll have, like we're having this weekend. And through it all, I just want you to know we're still about one thing here at the Rock Church. We're about one thing, and that one thing is Jesus. We are still passionate about winning the lost, building the believer, and sending the sanctified. How about you? Are you excited about that? I hope you are, and I'm going to challenge you. I want you to join us to see what God might do in the next 20 years. Don't sit on the sideline. Make sure you don't do that. Be a part of this great adventure of what God's doing through the Rock Church. And finally, Rock Church, as we celebrate this weekend, I want to challenge you and myself and our whole church. I want to challenge us to redouble our efforts to win Utah and reach the world. That's what God's put us here to do. God wants to do more, I believe, in the next 20 years than he did in the past. In fact, doesn't he say that he can do more than we even ask or imagine? Will you be a part of this thing that God is doing at the Rock Church? God bless you, Rock Church. Here's to another 20 years. We'll be right back.
Amen. Isn't God good? God is good. So we're going to have some fun here. So you know how many years you've been coming to The Rock. You can round up if you want to. Let's do this. Let's have everybody stand up. Let's have a little fun. Everybody stand up. That means get on your feet. You're looking at me like, what? Yeah, stand up. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you how long you've been coming. So if you've been coming, again, round up. If you've been coming 6 months, that would be a year. Does that make sense? I want, when I get your number, I want you to raise your hand, shake it around. Then I'm going to have you sit down, and we're just going to go through the years and see who's been here the longest. And we love the fact that we have a bunch of new people as well. So here's how it's going to work. How many of you have been here for a year or less? Raise your hand and shake it real high. Look at that. Amen. God bless you guys. You guys sit down. You sit down. To just raise your hand. If you've been here, let's do 3 years or less. Raise your hand and shake it around. A bunch of three. Oh, my goodness. A lot of new people. Thank you. Have a seat. How about 5 years or less? Raise your hands and shake. Oh, good. So most of the people are 5 years or less. Very good. Have a seat. If you just raise your hand. Now we're going to go all the way back to 10 years or less. Raise your hand if you've been here 10 years or less. There we go. Give them a round of applause. That's a long time. Thank you, guys. Go ahead and sit down. 10 years or less. All right. Now I'm going to look. 15 years or less. If you've been here up to 15 years, raise your hand. Shake it around. Thank you. Bless you, guys. All right, have a seat. So that leaves people that have been here between 15 and 20 years. Can you just look around? I want you to look around. These guys have been with us for over 15 years. We love you guys. We're so thankful. Go ahead and have a seat. You know, my prayer has been this, that in 20 years, I'm going to ask this question, if I'm still here, and I hope I am. I'm going to ask this question. How many of you are here at the 20-year? And I hope a lot of hands. I hope a lot of your hands go up. Amen. Why not? This is family. Why don't you join our family? We have a job to do. It's a lot of fun. And we're going to do it together. Let's do it for the next 20 years. How about that? Okay. All right. I got Steele here. He's going to do something.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, can you put that verse up on the screen for me? The honor verse? Yeah. Romans 13, verse 7. It says, give to everyone what you owe them. If honor, then honor. I'm going to read it again. Give to everyone what you owe them. If honor, then honor. Listen, guys, this morning we have an opportunity as a congregation to obey this verse to some very special people who deserve our honor, who deserve our recognition. 20 years ago, I want to call up these couples. The Hans, the Youngs, the Porters, and the McEnroys moved out here. Come on up here, guys, and all of you stand up and applaud them. Stand up. Do it loud. Make some noise for these guys. Come on up. Come on up. Yeah. Come on up. Make some noise. Make some noise. Yeah. All right. All right. Guys, 20 years ago, these guys, I want you to put yourself. Yeah. Amen. Put yourself in their shoes. You guys can have a seat. Have a seat. Think about this. 20 years ago, some of these guys had small babies. They all had different houses. They lived in a different state. They all had full-time jobs. They were doing the things that you're doing right now. And God moved in their hearts, and they picked up and decided, only by the Holy Spirit, to go to the least evangelical state in the entire country and move to Utah and plant a church. And you guys are heroes. You're heroes. We are all here because of your faith. And I said it last night. I believe this, guys. When we get to heaven, we're going to get to heaven. And it's going to be like, all right, now the pastors and the families that helped start the Rock Church, I think Jesus is going to be like, everybody be quiet. Here they come. These guys are from Utah. All the angels are going to applaud. Guys, we love you. And we honestly, I know me personally and many of us, we want to be more like you. We want to have faith like you. We want to love our families like you've loved your families. We want to love the church like you love the church. You have been tireless and dedicated. We gave you guys some flowers, a plaque, a gift card. Here's what this plaque says. It says, in acknowledgement of your faithful, sacrificial, dedicated, and selfless service to God's people, thank you for partnering to establish and serve at the Rock Church for the past 20 years. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. You can go ahead and exit the stage now.
We asked a bunch of people from the past who have been at our church and had to move away for jobs or whatever reason, but were part of that early experience, and people from today and a whole bunch of people to send us a video, 15 seconds, just saying what they appreciate, how God has used the Rock Church ministry. And we put together a video, so I want you to see that. And I apologize for some of you. I had a lot that I wasn't able to use because there just wasn't time. But this is just an opportunity for us to, some of you will remember some of these folks. But before we show that, it's just a thank you. I just want to give thanks to the one that really deserves all thanks. So let's just pray. Let's just thank God. God, we thank you. Corporately, we say thank you. Because all glory and all praise belong to you. You are the King of creation. You are the Lord of lords. You came to this planet as a man and died on our behalf to pay for our sins. You did that. You gave up your life. And then you rose from the dead so we could be justified. Thank you, God. And it's the least we can do is to give our life back as an offering, as a sacrifice to you. It's the least we can do. All thanks, all praise, and all glory belong to you and you alone. We acknowledge that today. And we thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's watch this video.
Church, we're the Beldocks. We're thankful for The Rock because the leaders have come alongside us and taught us how to really love one another and to live in deep community. And it's been life-changing for us.
Hello, we're the Hales, and we're just so thankful to be part of The Rock Church. The friendships and the fellowship and the teachings have enriched our lives immensely.
And we're so thankful that our children were able to grow up in such a wonderful community. You guys have become like family to us, and we're truly blessed.
One of the reasons we're grateful to The Rock Church is because of all the marriage and parenting, small groups and teachings. We believe that our strong marriage and our great family values are due in no small part to The Rock and the family that we've built here. Happy anniversary, Rock.
Hi, Rock Church. We are thankful for The Rock Church because it literally changed our lives. We've been gone for a few years, but it still influences our daily life. From our personal walks with Christ, our marriage, and our parenting.
We are grateful for The Rock Church and 20 years of marriage and parenting advice. We have raised our kids from childhood into adulthood and into college, in marriage, and wonderful godly relationships.
Thank you, Rock Church.
Hi, we're the Jacalas.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm really thankful for the kind and real people we have at The Rock.
Hi, I'm Hope, and I'm so grateful for the warm, welcoming vibe we give off to all of our visitors here.
Hi, I'm Marty, and I'm really grateful for all the faith that I see lived out at The Rock all the time.
And I'm Jim, and I love that The Rock Church stands on the Word of God, unashamedly.
I love The Rock because it's all the things that I think are important about a church, like community and small groups, and we're very mission-minded, so we do a lot of good service projects and mission trips, and I love the music.
Hello, Rock Church. I'm Tom, and this is my wife, Susie. We are so grateful for our 13 years of fellowship at the Rock Church.
We're thankful for all the relationships that the Lord has given us in our Rock Church family, people who love Him and help us to grow in our relationship with Him. Happy 20th anniversary, Rock Church.
Hey, Rock Church from Missouri. We are thankful for the church because they taught us how to love people, share the gospel, and love Jesus more.
We love you, Rock Church!
Some things we're thankful for the Rock Church is the solid biblical teachings,
a sense of community and connection,
the outstanding worship music,
the youth group and mission opportunities.
Thank you, Rock Church! We love you!
Thankful for the Rock Church because ever since we first stepped into your doors, you have treated us like family and you have been a home to us. So from the Christensen family to the Rock Church, we love you, we appreciate you, thank you for all you do.
Hello, Rock Church. We're the Lauren's Honors. And we're thankful for
the strong biblical teaching,
amazing fellowship,
and many opportunities to serve.
We love you guys, and we pray that God blesses us with 20 more wonderful years of ministry.
Hi, my name is Mike Spaulding. My wife and I started going to The Rock in 2006 when we moved to Utah. And we are so thankful for The Rock because as new Christians at the time, they really helped us to have a foundation of learning what it means to be Christians, to live with other Christians, and really live in community with one another. And we're so thankful for the lifelong principles they've built in us to build our faith in Christ.
Hello, Rock Church. I just want to take a second to tell you why I appreciate the Rock Church so much. I could sit here for 15 days, not 15 seconds, and tell you all the reasons. But if I were to break it down to just one reason, it's love. It's because I've been to many, many different churches. And when I first walk in, because of how I look, I get a lot of instant judgments. And I've never, ever felt that at the Rock Church. And the number one important thing for me when I look for a church is, are they following what Jesus said? And are they trying to follow Christ the best of their ability? If you're looking for a perfect church, you're never going to find one. There's always going to be things that you disagree with. But I feel like the Rock Church is pretty close. And until our King returns, and our Lord of Lords and King of Kings returns, we aren't going to have a perfect church. So we have to make do with what we have and be the best that we can for each other and be there for one another. Thank you, Rock Church.
My, how time flies, huh? And still, at least you have hair, you know? A lot of things have happened. You know, our vision for the Rock Church over the years, it hasn't changed. The vision for this church, one life at a time, one world in our lifetime. One person at a time, and it's every person sitting in these seats. It's you. You're our church, and God has done just such amazing things. I'm so thankful that I got to be a part of this. The highs and lows of faith displayed have been astounding. They've been miraculous. They really have. You know, it reminds me when we first came here, somehow some people convinced us to go ice blocking, which I don't recommend that. It's not a safe thing to do. But we live by Flatiron Park, and you get a 6-inch by 12-inch block of ice, put it on your chest, and slide down this giant hill. And it's reckless, and it's scary, and it's not recommended, but it reminds me kind of what the church has been like for 20 years. God's been good to us. He's led us all the way. A few verses that I think encapsulate this that I'd just like to share with you and just share a couple thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. Man, God has been doing that. I'm so very thankful for the first thing, that God leads us. This is God's church. This is Jesus' thing. He's been leading this thing. He's our pastor. You know, the music, I personally feel like God's really anointed that. I can hear songs from back in 03 and 07, and it takes me to a place where I had to apply faith. I can remember the Rhine River in Germany and in Europe, in piazzas in Italy, and here, places where I was going through things in my own life that I had to apply faith, and there were certain worship songs that just God used. Those songs were written for our church. God used them in their life, and I'm sure they resonate with you as well. And teachings, you know, I think maybe on an average, I'm not very good at math, but over 20 years, we probably had at least 100 sermons a year. Do the math. That's a lot. You know, the Bible promises when the word of God goes out, it doesn't come back void. It accomplishes its purpose. So 20 years, that's a hammer. God has moved mightily, and I'm so thankful for that. And families, oh my goodness, all the way from baby dedications to our children's programs that are off the hook, by the way, to youth group. You know, probably 10 years of my life were best spent with my kids in youth group. It changed me. It influenced me, and I was with other dads, and I'm just so thankful. And lots of you, the rock solid pre-marriage courses, we've gone through those. We've married some of you, watched you have babies, and now your babies are leading this church. Oh my goodness, all that the Lord has done. Thousands of hours and thousands of dollars spent on compassion projects and missions and our CARES ministry. So many opportunities to spread the knowledge of him everywhere. And this verse has resonated with me since the early days and still is very dear to my heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Our pursuit of Jesus changes everything we do. Of course, being delighted in the Lord goes much deeper than just circumstantial happiness. The joy of the Lord leads us into deep relationship with Jesus, both in the good times and in the bad. You know, over time, our hearts become linked to Jesus. Life can be hard, and the anguish of it sometimes brings us to our knees. Dealing with sin and difficult situations is very challenging. It was hard to come back from Provo and downtown Salt Lake and Taylorsville, but the Lord led us to come back here to Draper. His hand's been on it all along. You know, many people have come and gone. There's been a lot of people that we've met that have come and gone, and it's really heartbreaking to lose friends, but that kind of happens along the way too. You know, last Saturday, I attended a celebration of life for my father who passed away about a month ago. God gives us times of in our life when through Christ, we can really love and minister to others. I had a chance to serve my family and my dad's second wife of 40 years. She was grieving. She was hurting. Came alongside her, gave her a hug, you know, one of those hugs that you want to give, that are real, that are raw. I'm so thankful that I had that time of mourning and tears with her. You know, at this church, I've personally experienced God providing that same kind of deep comfort to me and my family through many of you. And I've witnessed you comfort each other in that same Christ-like way. We've lived some life. The incredible highs of seeing lives changed and God at work up close and personal. Oh, my goodness. It's like an ice-blocking ride without tipping over all the way for the long run. Thank you, Jesus. Another verse that I think going into the future, I just think this verse really resonates with my heart as well. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. You know, when we set apart Christ as Lord, the full life happens. That's what we're witnessing. That's what we're a part of. We get to the incredible privilege of seeing God working in people's lives. As a church going forward, I yearn for more of what we already have, or what the Lord's doing. To be a part of a body of believers that have given Jesus lordship of their lives, that's where it's at. The result of that faith and the humility to live it out will result in people loving like Jesus does, with arms wide open. I just want to leave you with a quote from D.L. Moody. There's not a better evangelist in the world than the Holy Spirit. This is God's church. He's been saving souls. We've been blessed to be able to be a part of it, and I'm just thankful. You know, God is moving in Utah. And Bill often says, win Utah and you reach the world. And I'm with you, brother. God is still doing it, and we see it week in and week out. And I'm excited for all that God's been doing and will do in the future. And I'm going to invite the younger pastors up to lead us in some prayers for our Win, Build, Send initiative. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mac. We thought a great way to end this would be to have just some of the younger pastors praying for our church and our future. So here they are. You know, four of these guys got recognized in 2014. That's a pretty awesome thing that God did, too, to raise up all these pastors. So we're all going to do some power prayers. Why don't you all stand up? We'll close this out with some prayer.
I'm first. He's last. Father God, we love you. Thank you for 20 years of the good work that you've been doing here in this valley through your local church, The Rock. Thank you, God, for the families that you brought them here, the four families that we saw that we recognized. We just thank you for them, that they would come and be a part of what you're doing here in the city, and that is to win people to you, Jesus. And God, that's what you've done for 20 years. This room is full of people who have been won by the power of the gospel and brought to you because of your gospel and your good news. And Jesus, that's a good work. Thank you that you are winning souls to you, and their lives will be changed for eternity. Thank you that that's what you're doing here in this church. God, whether we're meeting in homes or in rec centers or kind of gross, broken down, leaky roof shopping malls or scary downtown buildings or the West Side Church, Provo, wherever we've been, God, it's been your doing. And behind the scenes of all of it, Jesus, you've just been winning people to you. We thank you for that. That's what you're doing. God, would you continue to do that for the next 20 years and beyond, Jesus, until you return or call us home? Will you keep winning souls? That's what you do, Jesus. Thank you that we get to be a part of that. Thank you for our lives, that, Lord, I am the fruit of people's lives invested into me, that people saw a really messy, sinful, angry, bitter kid, and they loved on me, Jesus. They won me through the gospel. Thank you that my life, my wife's lives, we've been changed because of the men and women in your church, that you are winning people to you. Jesus, would you continue to do that? And Lord, use us. God, we want to be used for you. Continue to do that good work in our lives of winning more people to you, Jesus. We love you a whole lot.
I mean, Lord, I agree with Brian. I just thank you. I thank you that you're building your church. I thank you that you've put us here for a specific reason. You've chosen the place that all of us would be born, and you've put us all here. Thank you that we get to build into each other's lives, Lord. That your church is, your little church here in Salt Lake City, Utah, is just bearing good fruit. It's bearing fruit for you, Jesus, and that's your work. God, I pray that we would be a church that just realizes that you loved us first. I think it starts with that, God, that we can respond to your love by loving you back, Lord. I pray that we would be a church that's always encouraging and exhorting, and the congregation, the saints, the men and women here to love you with all their hearts, all their souls, all their minds, God. I pray that we would be a church that exhorts the saints to love our neighbors. We would just continue to build your kingdom, to build this church, to build the believer. Pray for the new believer, they'd be sanctified, they would be grown in you, they would understand what your word says, that it would always be about you, loving them and them responding to you, God. I pray for the mature believer, you'd continue to sanctify them, God, that you would just keep building us in this church, God. I pray for the leaderships, I pray for more leaders. I pray that out of this congregation here in 20 years, like Bill and McAbel said, that 20 years from now there will be people who are here maybe for the first time or 1 year in or 3 years in, they'd be leaders in this church, God. I pray you'd continue to build us. We love you, Jesus.
Amen, Lord. I thank you that you have made us a church that wins the lost for you, Jesus, and builds the believer. I pray that we would be a church, continue to be a church that sends the sanctified, Lord. Thank you for those that were sent here to Utah, that they listened to that call because they loved you. And I pray that we would continue to be a church that sends the sanctified, Lord, whether that's on church plants, on mission trips, Lord, that we would love people enough to go to be a church that is fulfilling Matthew 28, Lord, the Great Commission. We want to be a church that goes and makes disciples of all nations, Lord, and to teach them, see them baptized, Lord, to obey you, to love you. Thank you for all the times that we've been able to go, Lord. I pray that we would look ahead and be a church that continues to have that on our heart, Lord, the gospel of sending the saints, sending believers to see the Great Commission fulfilled, Lord. We commit that to you. We ask for that, Lord, for your glory, not for our own, for your glory, that more people would come to know you, your love and your grace, Jesus. So we just ask for that, Lord. We would be a church that sends the sanctified.
Father, I just thank you so much for this family that you've put together here at The Rock, Lord, that it's not even about the buildings, it's not about any of that, but it's about this fellowship that you've created here. And I just am so thankful for those relationships that you have built, because with those, Lord, you're able to work through us, Lord. And I just ask that you continually do that, that we can be used by you in our neighborhoods and at our work and any place that you do have us, because as it has been prayed, we are here for a specific reason, Lord. And let us just be sensitive to that. Let us be sensitive to those around us all the time as to how we can present your love to them, Lord, and in truth. And just thank you so much, just even for this like roller coaster ride that it has been of The Rock, of like planting more churches and then coming back together, and it's all these ups and the downs. But Lord, ultimately you are so good in all of it. And it's just an encouraging thing to see that as things happen, all we've done is grown stronger together. And And Lord, I just thank you so much for that. And even as today, as we celebrate that all of our conversations are just totally seasoned with you, that on the forefronts of our mind of why we're even doing this, Lord, is because it's just a work of you. And we get to celebrate in that. And that's so cool. And Lord, too, I just ask that you just continually use us in crazy ways that we see and ways that we don't, that we'll find out about when we're in heaven, Lord. And so we can just focus on you first and foremost. And we just love you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, I just thank you for this day that we can celebrate what you've done for 20 years. We can look forward to what you're going to do in the future. God, I thank you for these brothers that I get to serve with, all the men and women in this room, how you're using our fishes and loaves to change this city. I think of the passage in Acts chapter 9. It says, the church throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was built up, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It multiplied. Lord, I pray for your peace on our church, in our marriages, in our lives. Give us peace and your blessing in all areas, God. Build us up in the faith like my brothers just prayed. God, help us to walk in the fear of you. Help us to be a holy church. Help us to fear you more than we want to sin. And God, I pray that you would comfort us when we're hurting and that you would multiply this church. We say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.